Power Power Paramore 23, take 2. You're up.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella de Vil. The curl of her lips, the ice in her stare. All innocent children had better beware. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is the devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
Okay, that was Para Paramore 23 with her second take. So before I get into her critique, I just want to say that your volume was kind of low, and I had cranked up my volume really high to hear it with my headphones, and all of a sudden, Zelena started talking, and she freaked me out so badly, I like jumped out of my chair, and...
Oh, I missed that!
You did.
Now I'm sad that I actually left the call for a moment.
I think I might have recorded it, I don't know, but we'll see. But... So,
you're going for the outtakes reveal?
Yes, and then after I turned up my volume and got freaked out, when I finished listening to Paramore's recording, then I freaked out Zelena because she turned up her volume. It was a mutual freaking out moment. So, getting back to the song.
I feel left out. I didn't get freaked out. You guys promised to freak me out later?
Done.
Sure.
You're never going to see it coming. Alright, so Paramore, Paramore. First thing I have noted down was the low volume and the background noise, because that's what made me freak out in the first place. I felt like it needed more oomph and energy in the song, because it sounded kind of low energy and like you're kind of trying to be quiet. So, I thought that it was generally good pitch-wise, but again, Zelena freaked me out like halfway through a song, so like after that I was like not focusing very good. So the biggest thing was just the lack of energy. So to Zelena.
Okay. I don't have that many notes. I have not this song. Please, not this song. I should repeat. Your first original song from episode 3 was My Evangeline from Princess and the Frog. I also have low volume. Now on to the notes or critiques. You had pitchy spots. I don't know if it's a lot or moderate amount, but you had a few pitchy spots. I want to say you took some liberties with the song, or you were singing to the Dr. John version by the sound of Look Out for Cruella de Vil, which is my indicator. This was better than your last audition, and you had a hummy mic. Ambi?
My first note was similar to Zell's, except it was, oh crap, not this song again. I'm kind of sick of hearing this song at this point.
I think it's
because the first...
Oh, so go.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Jeffers.
Oh, I would never have expected everyone to be singing this song. Like,
I know, it's so rare.
Yeah.
I think it's because we liked the first two so much that everyone was like, oh, they like Cruella de Vil. Let's all sing Cruella de Vil. Don't sing Reflection. They hate Reflection. Let's sing Cruella de Vil. God, I used to love this song. I hate this song
Me
now.
Me too.
At this point, you better not sing Cruella de Vil, or else Ambi will, I don't know, take your dog and make a fur coat out of it or something, you know?
Or cat.
I will do something related to the song that you choose.
She's going to do something bad.
Run
so
you over the car.
Yes.
But I won't hold that against you. I won't. I don't know. I couldn't tell if this song was pitchy or I'm kind of in between Jeffers and Zelena here because I couldn't tell if it was pitchy like Jeffers said or if you were taking liberties like Zelena said, because there were definitely some notes that sounded way off for me. I have Look Out for Cruella De Vil written down here. I have Watching You from Underneath a Rock. I think you have a pretty voice. It's in there somewhere, but the fact that you were wrong on a lot of the notes, like how I know the song, I've never listened to the Dr. John version. I don't know how drastically different it is, but this was, some of these notes were drastically different from the original that I know of. And I didn't think there was a little low energy. We've said it before, when you come with it to us with a villain song, you gotta have that energy with it. Because the villain songs, mm-hmm. I think, are the most energetic of all the songs you could possibly sing. Of everything out there. That's you need oomph, you need character, you need emotion, you need energy. And if you don't have it all, it's going to be lacking. And I think, like I said, you have a very nice voice. I like your voice. It's pretty. It's in there somewhere. But I don't know if this was a good song choice for you.
Okay.
Are we done?
I am done.
Done.
Our critiques are so fast today. Done.
That's right. We are not taking 10 minutes, Dylan. Anyway,
done. No, we are not.
And at least we're talking on the subject of the song, not rambling about, oh, Jeffers' songs, like, he lost his teddy bear, and he was mad, and he's gonna shake a stick or something, and be mad.
Angry.
Same
I have
thing.
No idea what's going on right now.
I'm recording all this.
Yeah, I'm hitting stop now.
Oh, stop. Next up is Ara J.
I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True? Yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here, lady, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, the lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor unfortunate souls, in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spells, Ursula, please, and do I help them? Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price. And I'm afraid I had to rake 'em across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor unfortunate souls.
And there was Aura. I don't have gum in my mouth. All right, that was Aura J with Poor Unfortunate Souls. Let's see. I didn't write much. For me, it sounded like you were holding back, which made it sound like you needed more emotion and energy. I do like your voice, though. That's all I really have. Ambi?
Ambi?
Crap! I was still muted!
Oh, okay.
You had a me moment.
Wait, if I was muted, then how did you guys not know that I was, like, ready?
You wrote ready in the chat.
Yeah, you wrote ready in the chat, so we were like, okay, let's do it, and then...
But I didn't say recording.
Oh.
Moving on, sorry. So, Aura J, as I said, but you couldn't hear me, I thought you had a nice voice as well, like Zell said. I didn't think there was enough character in what you were doing. It just seemed too much like you. There was no character. And I said this before with Para Paramore. When you're doing a villain song, it has to be gushing with it. And this just wasn't... all the notes were good with it. But it seemed like you were also rushed. Like, you were getting really short with your notes. Some of the notes that you should have been, like, in love with and, you know, smothering with a little bit of that villainy ooziness. You were rushing them and they were really short. And it just seemed the whole thing was just, like... going by really, really fast. You weren't
over the top enough, I think. But I like Zell said, I think you have a really nice voice. Good voice, good singing, but the performance wasn't on
top. It was lacking.
It was lacking, yes. Mm-hmm. It was good, but it was lacking. It needed oomph. It needed oomph.
Or pizzazz.
Or pizzazz as well. It needs some pizzazz. See, I don't know if you can be pizzazz with a villain, though.
Yes, you can. Pizzazz is a villain.
Just like, pizzazz.
Pizzazz, yes. Okay, Jeffers.
Okay, so, yes, I kind of agree with Zell and MB. I thought it was a good song choice for you, vocal-wise. But, yeah, your characterization wasn't quite there. You needed to be more evil. You're too nice, RJ. You gotta be more nitty-gritty and evil. Channel that evilness.
This is Ursula.
Yes, this is Ursula we're talking about. She's gonna trick Ariel. She's gonna take PSM's voice. Yes. So, getting back to your song. Yeah.
It took me a second to realize what reference you were making there. I was like, oh, wait, she sang too. An Ariel song. I was like, wait, what?
Me too.
Yeah, vocally, this was good. You hit the notes. You had good. I thought you had pretty good energy, like, especially when the chorus kicked in and you got a little bit more belty. I thought that was well done. But it needed to be performed a little bit more. Zell said, you needed more energy. I thought you had good vocal energy, but you needed more performing energy. So just work on that, and that would be awesome. But this was still good for me. And I'm done.
I'm done.
Done.
Done. Songbird, take two.
Take number two from Songbird. Just a refresher for our listeners, she sang Your Mother and Mine from Peter Pan her last time. I thought this was such a better fit for your voice from the last one. I really liked this. This fit you pretty perfectly, I think. Let's see. Was the volume a little quiet for you guys? Because I felt like I had to turn up my volume a little bit.
I did too.
But okay, it was nowhere near as much as Para's one.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was just me, like if my volume had been low and I needed to turn it up or not. Some of your words I thought were a little harsh, especially when you were doing the durs on the wonders. Some of it was light and airy and melodic, and I would have liked that to carry through the whole song. There were a couple of parts where it got a little too rough for my liking, and then it got light and airy again, and then it got rough, and then it got light and airy, kind of back and forth, and I would have liked the lightness throughout, but overall I thought this was a little good. The final to me felt a little off with that, with a harshness, but I thought this was a really good fit for you compared to the last song that you sang for us in the same style. This worked so much better. So much better. Jeffers?
Okay, so thank you, Ambi, for going first, because I do not have much to say. Whenever someone sings a classical opera-ish singing song, I have no idea what to say, because I am not classically trained at all or have any musical training. So, Songbird, I thought this was very good. Wasn't too familiar with the song, but I still think it was very good. I agree with Ambi. Wonder. It sounded a bit, like she said, it was harsh. And it's the same thing with the me, but other than that, I thought it was good. I liked it. Yeah, shortness. Woo.
speed critiquing.
Oh yeah.
My turn. Okay. She took our suggestion, and it was a better choice after all, because I remember we did suggest a song for her.
Mm-hmm. This was one of the ones that we mentioned.
Right. I have the word melody was pitchier off, and I have the last me almost got pitchy, and I did like the fact that Amy mentioned the airy notes to be consistent, because that was also a note of mine. I think it needed to be a little more wondering for me. For me, it wasn't enough wonder in her voice. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
But that's all I have. It makes sense to me. It's similar to what we said. I forget who sang this. Mary Feather sang this, right? And I think I had the same note back then that I didn't think it was in the right zone for what she's thinking at the time when she sings this song. But I still thought that this was really good.
Yeah, this was a lot better. And I mean, now I like you singing these kind of songs, so stick to them.
Yes.
And I would like to say, sorry, Songbird. I have family sleeping, so I have to be really quiet.
That's fine.
Oh, I see.
Understand.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure people knew that.
Okay. We'll be quiet, too.
Yes.
Oh, y'all can be loud. I can't.
Tell the frogs to be quiet, Jeffers.
They're not listening. They're not listening at all. Yes, we're done. Rolling. Dark Ehime, take two. And action.
I know you, I walked with you once upon a dream. I know you, the gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. Yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, I'll know what you'll do. You'll love me at once, the way you did once upon a dream.
And that was Dark Ehime.
Take two.
That was Dark Ehime, take two, with, brain fart here. Once upon a dream.
Once upon a dream from Sleeping Beauty.
Yes. Oh, right. I forgot what whispering.
No, that was me whispering to you so you don't look stupid for not knowing the song.
No, I know the song. In fact, oops. Spoilers for anyone to perform it, but I did this song. Shh.
Really? Is this what you did?
Yes, I did.
Tonight?
Yeah, I did the song tonight. I'm pretty sure Dark Ehime did it a lot better than me, though, so, yes. So anyone who didn't listen to perform it, oh, but then you'll probably listen to it, never mind. Okay, Dark Ehime, I am kind of tired of this song at the moment because I had to sing it over and over again for performance, and I kept screwing it up, so I had to do it over and over and over, so I'm like, oh, right, tired of this song, but I thought this was a very, I think this was a good choice for you, I haven't listened to episode 5 yet because I'm still doing like catch up, so I don't really know what your first audition sounded like too much. So basing it only on this audition, I thought you sounded remarkably kind of like the original in the movie. I have down your I know you's, kind of like how Songbird was a bit harsh on certain words. I thought your I know you sounded a little hard to like it for me. It needed to be like Songbird, a bit more daydreamy. It sounded a bit too not structured, but like it was too technical sounding for me. Although from what I've heard, that's what you were working on, I think, so I guess that's a good thing. I have down your seldom all they seem sounded a bit pitchy for me, but generally I liked it. Again, this is like my first impression. But, yeah, Giselle.
Okay, hold on. You reminded me the rest of the lyrics in one part. Okay. Yay for another Sleeping Beauty song. Because I wonder what's before this. Let's see, what else did I write? Seldom seemed was pitchy, as well as what you'll do. The do was pitchy. You had good emotion, and I want to say you had good energy, but it could have been pushed a little more. It wasn't classical enough for me. I might be picky that way. I just probably would have liked to have a little more vibrato and be a little more classical sounding.
I'm like the opposite of Zelena when it comes to classicalness.
I'm debating whether I like this song or your other song better, because your other song had really nice moments with your acting. And this one, like I said, seemed a little flatter for me because it wasn't classical sounding enough. But I think it sounded good overall, though, aside from me wanting to be more classical and all that. But it was all right. It was good. I'm sorry. I'm falling asleep here.
Are you chewing gum?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Gone.
It's better than her drinking, you know. We're making some progress.
Okay. So, yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, so that goes to me. I thought it was kind of funny that we had back-to-back Sleeping Beauty songs in the order they fall in the movie as well.
I was like, wait,
what a coincidence. The auditions just lined up perfectly. So I know said that she was not sure if she liked this one better or worse than the other one. I know for a fact I liked your other one better than this one. I personally thought that this was a little too pitchy for my liking. I felt like it was a little too high for you at parts, and I think that's where the pitchiness came from, was that you just couldn't reach them. I felt that you were in a better zone with your notes when you were on Poor Unfortunate Soul. I felt that you sounded more comfortable in that, and I know we had some issues with your characterizations in the singing, but I thought there was more in that one than there was in this one. I felt that this was a little bit of a step back, and that makes me sad because I really like you. And it makes me a little sad that I felt that this was a step back from your first audition. And I'm really sad. I'm still recovering from the last episode with not
horrible.
Being able to let everyone through that I wanted to. Because I will tell you now, you were one of the people I wanted to go through, but there just was not enough spaces. There was like two or three people I really wanted to put through, but there weren't enough space for it, and you were one of them. So
maybe it was a good thing I wasn't in that episode. I was on vacation. I was in Washington freezing my butt off while you guys were, oh my god, who are we going to save? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
We really were. It was heartbreaking. And I'm going to be heartbroken if you don't get through because I really like you. But I was not a fan of this compared to your last one. I'm sorry. I still like your voice, though.
Well, this is her second take, so we should suggest something.
Right, because if she hears this tomorrow, she does have a chance to get it in by the 24th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I personally think that's something a little bit lower in the mezzo range. I thought that when I think Sleeping Beauty, I think soprano, and I don't think you're a soprano.
Right.
I think something more mezzo or alto would be better for you. What about Georgette's song from Oliver and Company?
Okay, it's a good practice with character.
Yeah, very, very big on character.
It's Bette Midler. It's Bette Midler.
Yeah, if you can rock that song, you can rock pretty much anything. Yeah.
You have our eternal respect for you, just if you can pull that off.
Even He's a Tramp, that was sung earlier tonight, I think that'd be another good
yes.
Another good choice.
It's also a vampy song.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, you need something that's in a little bit lower than this song was, I personally think. I mean,
no,
Jeffers thought it was right, and Zell was kind of iffy on it, but I think that's something a little lower than this, but with more character than what you've given us thus far, is where you want to go for if you don't get through tonight. And if you want to take your third take.
Mm-hmm. Or you can. She always has the special last save thing coming up, so.
So excited for that.
Exciting.
Yeah, she's already planning for that.
I'm so excited. I'm sorry.
Anthony is very excited people, so don't disappoint her.
No,
if you don't go through, please submit and make Anthony's day.
I have a list of requests of what I want for that round, which I will be giving at the end of our last episode.
Oh boy. Okay, I'm done.
Done.